It's Thursday, March 22nd, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Iti Agnihotri Madhokar.
I'm Kyle Kellams.
And with us is Becca Bacon Martin, features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
How about a spring break bonanza? Oops, that was this morning. Okay. How about an arty, crafty drop-in workshop that continues until 2 o'clock at the Fayetteville Public Library?
And I take it by the words drop-in, you don't have to be there when it begins. You just come.
Drop in.
That's nice.
And then at 2, you can stick around at the library and see the adventures of Tintin, part of their spring break movie series.
Tintin, by the way, I think is still the most popular, most read comic strip in the world.
In the world. And this movie is pretty spectacular.
Cool. You mentioned.
I never read Tintin.
But your husband did.
He did.
And he was a big fan.
He is a super fan of Tintin. And I just watched the movie, and it was great.
And loved it anyway.
Yes, yes.
I think this is one that really transcends all ages, doesn't it? For kids.
I think so.
Okay. At 6:30, you can go back to the library.
They're busy today.
And see Ozark, A Celebration of Song. It's a documentary about Still on the Hill.
And it's about real people in real places they wrote songs about.
Exactly. Or you can wander over and see a band called Every Time I Die at the Stone Pony with guests The Overseer, Left Holding the Gun, and My Hands to War. Tickets are $12 and if you want, or $15 at the door. And if you want to know any more about that, you can email Kevin Kinder, the music writer for What's Up, at kkinder@nwaonline.com because he has a clue what I'm talking about and I don't.
And if you want to keep up with music, he has a blog.
He does have blog called nwatunedin.com, and he's fabulous.
Yes, he is.
Your pick for March Madness.
To win it all?
Yeah.
The team I picked to go the whole distance is Kentucky.
Okay.
Becca Bacon Martin is the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.